When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I'm going to answer a question that so many people ask. They want to know, how can the narcissist stay married for years? If these people are so toxic, why would they stay married or why would somebody stay with them? And I'm going to answer that, okay? There are some narcissists that could be married for a long time, years, decades. But here's the thing, when you think about narcissists, when a narcissist gets married, their intent is not the same as your intent, all right? Like, they don't believe in being totally exclusive and centering completely on you. They pretend to, but a narcissist that is married a long time, they have secret lives. They may have situationships somewhere. They may have other people that they get together with and talk to that you don't know about, but they're doing what they want. When narcissists are able to stay married a long time, it's because they're able to do what they want. Now, that's for a couple of different reasons. One, they could be really good at manipulating their partner. Maybe their partner doesn't know anything about narcissism. And they just feel like, well, that's the way they are. They're difficult. Everybody's got problems. Or I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and stay in the relationship. They may be with somebody who has low boundaries, who doesn't realize that they're dealing with a toxic person, and maybe somebody who doesn't want to be alone. So that's why they stay with the narcissist. They may stay with the narcissist because they're financially dependent on the narcissist. Maybe the narcissist is the one paying all the bills, and these people can't leave the narcissist even though they're toxic. And people say, well, if narcissists always like different supply or they always like excitement, why do they stay married? Because a narcissist who can stay married is getting something out of that relationship. Even if it's just security, knowing that somebody's there. Narcissists never want to be alone. They never want to be abandoned. And they like having a security blanket. So that narcissist could stay married for a long time because, again, you are their security blanket and you're offering something to that narcissist. It could be company. You could be like the narcissist's mother, you know, giving them advice on everything or therapy. You could be the one cooking and cleaning for them. You could be the one taking care of their kids. A lot of narcissists will stay married too because they don't want to go through a divorce and separate their assets. Maybe they're on your health insurance and they don't want to, if they leave you, now they got to pay out the nose for health insurance. Maybe they stay married because they don't want to pay child support. So there's a lot of reasons why narcissists stay married for years. The other thing too is narcissists are very worried about their image. All right. A narcissist would stay in a bad marriage, a toxic marriage. And, you know, especially if they're worried about their image with their families, they want to look, you know, like they have the perfect life. And that maybe they're always trying to get validation from their family because maybe they were undervalidated. So they're not going to want to look like they failed and get a divorce. So they'll stay in the marriage. A lot of narcissists will stay in a marriage, a toxic marriage, because they're worried of, you know, that stigma of divorce and what it would look like to the family. So they'll stay in it. The thing is, if that narcissist is staying in it, you could be sure that that narcissist is doing what they want on the side, okay? They're going places that their partner may not know about. They're talking to people that their partner doesn't know about. But one thing I will tell you that I've learned from experience, and I have seen, I've lived a lot of life, and I will tell you that a lot of times people that have been married a long time with a narcissist, maybe 20, 25, 30 years, what's ever in the darkness always comes out into the light. It may not be right away, but eventually these people finally wake up and they say, you know what? I've had enough. Or they educate themselves on narcissism and then they realize that they're with a toxic person, okay? And they say, I've had enough. Or they finally figure out that the narcissist is cheating on them after the narcissist may have been cheating on them for 25, 30 years. Yes, it happens, and I've seen it happen to people, okay? That's why I tell you, when you catch a narcissist cheating, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's not the first time they ever cheated on you. That's the first time that you caught them. Remember that. So, you know, they'll swear up and down that it's never happened before, or maybe it's a one-time thing, if they even admit to it at all, if they really, if you really have their back against the wall, you know, but they'll tell you, oh, it was a one-time thing. It didn't mean anything. They may use excuses. They were drunk. You know, they were on drugs. They didn't know what they were doing. Or they may say, well, we weren't together anyway. They'll use any excuse in the book if their back is against the wall and they get caught cheating. Or they may just flat out deny it. So the thing is this, you guys. Yes, narcissists can stay married for many, many, many years. Just look at the politicians that are out there that are married, that are narcissistic and doing what they want. How many of them have situationships on the side, mistresses on the side, or men on the side, and they still stay married? And why do they do that? Again, they want to portray that perfect family image. They could be in a career too. Like a lot of politicians stay married because it looks better for their career to be looked at as, you know, the married family guy or family woman. And, you know, they're, you know, the epitome of what you should be. So they don't want to have that stigma of, oh, they're divorced. Oh, they're a failure. And the other thing, like I said, a lot of them stay married too, because they're afraid of a wicked, wicked divorce that could expose them as well. Expose them to their coworkers, expose them to their friends, expose them to their family. So one thing about narcissists, they will stay in toxic relationships, okay? They're not like you and I that say, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this crap. I'm out of here. Because we don't care and we'd rather be happy and not deal with somebody toxic. But with a narcissist, they'll stay in it because they're worried about what everybody thinks, okay? And then the other thing too, like I said, a narcissist can stay married for years because they are getting something out of it, all right? Maybe by being married to you, they're able to combine finances and live in a big house, and they like living in a big house, and they don't want to, you know, get a divorce and sell and move to a small little apartment. So they stay married, okay? They stay married. They, you know, love bomb their partner when they see their partner is starting to pull away, and they try to draw them back in, and then they go back to their old ways of doing what they want and breaking their partner's boundaries. But the thing is, when you're married to a narcissist, there's going to be a lot of highs and lows, okay? Because what the narcissist does is the narcissist goes from being very, very critical about everything, critical about how you clean the house, critical about how you cook your food, critical about how you parent the children. Meanwhile, they're not doing anything. They expect you to do all the work and they kick back and they give you excuses. Oh, I have to work. Oh, I have to run to the dry cleaner. Oh, I have to stop at my mother's house. So who's left with all the work and the responsibility, and especially when it comes to children? You are, okay? A narcissist is a terrible, terrible, horrible partner to be married to as far as, you know, working together as a unit to get the work done. The narcissist, you know, they want to be praised for all the good accomplishments, especially when it comes to their kids. Let's say their kid graduated high school or graduated college or got some kind of award, a sports award. Who's there taking pictures? The narcissist, trying to get all the credit for, you know, parenting this kid. And meanwhile, that narcissist was not there for that kid. That narcissist may have not been driving that kid to their sports practices, may have not been helping that kid with their homework, may have not been taking that kid to you know, the doctor when they're sick. But when it's the celebration time, the birthday, the graduations, or whatever, you know, special occasion, the narcissist wants to get credit as a wonderful parent, okay? They're remember this when I talk about narcissists. They're hyper concerned about their image to other people. So, you know, again, they'll stay in bad relationships because they're worried about what everybody thinks, and also because maybe they don't want to change their lifestyle. They like the comfortness of having somebody do everything and do all the work, all right? You got to think about it like this too. If a narcissist gets divorced, they don't want to have the kids all on their own every other weekend, or maybe, you know, be the custodial parent. They don't want all that responsibility. So they figure if they stay married, you know, you're going to do it anyway, and they're just going to get busy. So if a narcissist is staying married a long time, one thing that you got to keep in mind is for them to stay married, there's two reasons. Either one, they're afraid of the stigma of divorce and how it looks to their family. You know, a lot of narcissists are narcissistic because they came from toxic families. And, you know, they were undervalidated, or if they were the golden child, they were overvalidated, but they're always trying to please those toxic parents that raised them. And so they want that, they don't want to be looked down upon or have that shame of getting a divorce. So that's a lot of, you know, reason why a narcissist stays in the marriage. And then the other reason that a narcissist can stay in a marriage for a long time is, again, they're comfortable. You have somebody who's there all the time. Not only that, they have somebody that they have in-house sex with. And people laugh at this, all right? Like they say in-house pussy or in-house dick. And what does that mean exactly? That means that they have somebody that if they want to have sex with, it's right there, okay? All they got to do is go lovey-dovey to their partner, and they're using them just for sex, even if they're not into them. Yes, narcissists will have sex with you even if they're not into you and they're married to you. So they're getting some kind of benefit. If they're married a long time, it's because they're worried about shame if they get a divorce, so they stay in the marriage, or they're getting a benefit by being married. That other benefit is because maybe they want to be around their kids. Maybe they like hanging around or being around their kids. You know, narcissists, you know, they do care about their children, but they put themselves above their children. If they had to pick between themselves and their children, they, of course, come first. But they still, some narcissists can still care about their kids, and they may stay in a marriage just to be around their kids as well, all right? They don't want to do the visitation. They don't want to do paying out child support. And, you know, they like the fact that they're, you know, somebody's there, maybe cooking, cleaning, doing their laundry, helping them out. And, you know, also they could be with you and stay married with you because, you know, they could enjoy your company at times, your company for the narcissist. But you're not their priority the longer you're married. Because what happens is A narcissist gets bored and needs thrills and excitement. So the older that you become to the narcissist and the more commonplace that you become to the narcissist, the more they're going to be seeking out and searching out other supply somewhere else. And that today, my friends, is usually social media. The social media has broken up so many relationships with narcissistic people getting busted on their social media. People that are married for a long period of time, now they have that accessibility to go on social media, inbox, you know, good-looking men, good-looking women, and taking it from there, maybe going and meeting them somewhere, meeting them at a hotel, and just using people for sex. But they like having their marriage because they're comfortable. They like living in the nice house. They don't want to have to split their assets, but yet they're still able to have their fun, okay? So a narcissist who could be married a long time is somebody who wants their cake and eat it too. Now, it could work for a long time depending on who they're married to, okay? Again, if they're married to somebody that, you know, believes till death do us part, then, you know, that narcissist could break their boundaries, can do whatever they want to them, and that person is going to stick it out. And narcissists like that. But if they're married to somebody who's got, you know, strict boundaries or something, that's when the marriage may end, and it will be that person with the boundaries that usually has to end it because they've had enough of the toxic bullshit of the narcissist. See, most of the time you deal with a narcissist, most of the time you're going to have to kick them to the curb because that's like a reverse discard. Because what they do is they keep you around even though they're doing what they want so they can have the best of both worlds. But they're not giving you the attention, they're not giving you the affection, because their attention and their affection is elsewhere, okay? And I always tell people, you know when somebody's out creeping by the way they treat you, okay? A narcissist that is out cheating on you when they're married to you is going to do one of two things. They're either going to be really nasty to you all the time and maybe fight with you so they can go out and cheat on you. And now they have a reason to go out and cheat because they picked a fight with you. Or they're going to be very, very nice, and some of them will feel guilt. Yes, narcissists do feel guilt, and I've seen it, okay? People come back and say they don't feel guilt. I'm telling you, they feel guilt, all right? Not everyone, but a lot of them do feel guilt. But what they do is they block out that feeling and they justify that guilt and say, well, I had to do what I did because you fought with me all the time. Or I had to cheat because you're working all the time. So they do feel a little bit of guilt. And when they do feel a little bit of guilt, they may end up going and buying you flowers, or they may cook you dinner, or they may do something nice out of the blue. And you're like, where is this coming from? It's because the narcissist is feeling a little guilty because they did something behind your back. And now that makes them feel better. If, let's say, they went out and bought you flowers, that, you know, oh, it's okay, I bought her flowers, even though I'm cheating on her behind her back. All right. So beware of any behaviors that you see that are not normal behaviors with the person that you're with who's narcissistic, because that'll show you what they're doing. Also, you guys, when they're very, very cold to you, that means they're hot with somebody else or they're busy with somebody else. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're cheating, although a lot of times it does. But what it does mean is that their interest is somewhere else, okay? The other clue that, you know, you're married to somebody and they may be out creeping or something is notice if that person is present with you. And people say, well, what does that mean? A narcissist can be with you, but really not with you. And that means that they could be there in body, but their mind is somewhere else. Maybe they're on their phone the whole time. Maybe they're not paying attention to you. Maybe they couldn't care less about being near you or close to you. They don't care about affection. They don't care about intimacy. They don't care if they sleep with you. If a narcissist is married to you and they don't sleep with you at all, they've got somebody. Period. Dot. End of story. Okay? They've got somebody. And we had somebody in one of my Facebook groups that we had that her fiance for 6 months was making excuses why he wasn't sleeping with her. And we all told her, he's got somebody. He's doing something. And she's like, no, no, he's always with me. And I'm like, I'm telling you, if he's not looking to be, you know, intimate with you, then he's getting it somewhere. And sure enough, he was, okay? So that's why I tell you, you'll know, all right? But see, some people that are married to narcissists, they don't realize this. And they stay married to these people. And they're in a cold marriage with no affection, no attention. And you feel like you're with a roommate. This is what you get when you marry a covert narcissist. You feel alone. You feel like you're with a roommate. You feel like there's a wall up. You never feel close to these people. Why? Because they never let you in and they're secretive and sneaky and do shit behind your back, all right? You can never trust these people, never ever. So what's my advice to you? Go by your gut, how you feel, all right? If it doesn't feel comfortable and normal and you feel like this person is distant, then guess what? They are fucking distant, all right? There is a reason why they're distant. You just got to make sure that there's nothing else going on in their life that could be causing that. Because you don't want to go accuse somebody of anything and maybe they are going through something serious, okay? So these are the reasons why a narcissist can stay married a very long time, all right? Because the other person too as well, their partner, is putting up with a lot of shit. If somebody is married to a very toxic narcissist, you could be sure that that person is putting up with shit, okay? So, you know, maybe they don't want to leave. They don't want to start over. Maybe the narcissist keeps coming back and showing them little tidbits and breadcrumbs of affection, and they keep making excuses and say, well, you know, they were having a bad day. Oh, you know, everybody has a bad day. Oh, you know, everybody has problems. There's problems and then there's big problems. And that's what you have to differentiate in your relationship, okay? You've got to measure your level of happiness with this person. If it's more unhappiness, more loneliness, then it's time to get out, okay? It's time to go get out before they stress you and affect your health and your physical health as well, okay? You got to do this to save your life. And it's never too late to start over. Never. As long as you're living, as long as you're breathing, it's never too late to start over. There's something to be said for peace, all right? There's something to be said with waking up in the morning and not have to deal with somebody's miserable face that criticizes you, judges you, tells you, oh, you know, why is this dirty? Or why did you do that? Or why did you leave the garbage can in the driveway? Why, you know, we don't need to live with a general. We need to live with people that, you know, lift us up, not tear us down. So you guys, these are the reasons why a narcissist can stay married for a long time, decades, all right? Because of all of these reasons. I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast and have a great day, you guys.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.